Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your prayers and encouragement as we continue with the thought that we started, obedience. Today, I want us to look at the life of the father of faith, Abraham, and just see how the Lord will help us. Yesterday we saw how Joshua stood and got stagnated by not acting upon the word of the Lord until God was angry with him. That is when Joshua took a step to act upon the word of the Lord. Now today we want to see that the Lord may require that which you love most for you, to surrender it back unto him as a way of showing being obedient unto him. We see the life of Abraham. Abraham had no children for a long period of time, but when the Lord revealed himself unto Abraham, gave a promise unto Abraham, Abraham waited for the Lord to fulfill his word. He believed the Lord, and the Lord blessed Abraham with the child Isaac, who was born out of the woman whom God had chosen, Sarah. And Abraham was happy with his wife. Isaac grew up. He was a little young man, maybe in the ages of 12, 14. God requested Abraham to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice, as a burnt offering. We see the obedience that Abraham showed unto God. My brothers and sisters, as we look at obedience, today we want to look at God may test you and I with the things that we love most to see if we are going to be obedient unto him. But let's learn from the life of Abraham. We find that in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, see? So, by faith. So, faith is also obedience to the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Abraham had faith in God who commanded him to offer up his only son, Isaac, as a burnt offering. Because he believed that the one who gave unto him was able to raise him out of the dead. So Abraham was obedient to the word of God because he had faith in God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So by faith, you see, my brothers and sisters, you may be praying for healing. You may be praying for a job. You may be praying that your family may be delivered. But obedience requires faith as well, to see the will of the Lord fulfilling in our life. For healing can only be received by being obedient to the word of God, having faith in the promises of God. Amen. So by faith, Abraham believed. He went to offer up Isaac. He was obedient to the word of God. He obeyed the word of God. He went to fulfill all the instruction that God gave unto him. But he had faith in the one who commanded him that he had power to raise his child from the dead. Maybe the Lord desires for you to give him time. He wants you to surrender that time that he has given unto you back. He wants you to surrender that job. All those things that you love most, God desires for you to willingly surrender them back unto him. But you should have faith in him that the one who gave you, he can take them and he can still give them back unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we read Hebrews 11, 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we see that Abraham had faith in God. Hallelujah. So, obedience here we see in the life of Abraham that it also shows the faith he had in the one who called him. The faith he had in the one who gave him the child. He obeyed the word of the Lord, but he had faith also in God who was leading him. My brothers and sisters, as we have been called out of denomination, called out of darkness into the marvelous light of his dear son, Jesus Christ, he requires us to have faith in him who has called us out of darkness. As we obey his word, we should have faith in him. As we surrender those things that we love most back unto him, we should have faith that the one who gave them, he can take them, but he can still give them back unto us. Obedience requires faith as well in the one that is leading us. So Abraham had faith. He obeyed the word of God, but he had faith in the one who was leading him. He had faith in the one who had called him. He believed in the one who was guiding him. Brothers and sisters, this very day that the Lord has given unto you and I, the Lord may be speaking unto you to surrender that which you love most, to give it back unto him, but you should have faith in him. Obey, but have faith in him. We see Job. When Job, God took away all that which he had, his wife told him to say, just insult God so that he may kill you. Job told his wife, you speak like a foolish woman. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we only receive good from the Lord? We can also receive evil from the Lord. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken. But Job stayed faithful. He loved the Lord. He believed in the Lord. That it's not only good that can come from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as we follow God, we ought to be obedient unto him, knowing that good or evil can come upon us. But let's be faithful to him who has called us. Let's be faithful to him who is leading us. It was not easy when Job was going through that trial. It was not easy when Abraham was tried by the Lord to go and offer his only son whom he loved. Hallelujah. It is not easy to surrender something that you love most. But when God says so, he knows it is good for you and I. We only need to have faith in him who has commanded us and follow his instruction out of love and believing in him. Hallelujah. So we see Abraham, it came as a result of having faith in him who gave him the child. So as he was obeying, he also had faith in him. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us to believe and have faith in him. To trust in him. Shall we surely put our faith in him, trust and obey? As the Lord is leading and guiding us, we should be faithful unto him unto the end. Hallelujah. So, Abraham, it was a trial that came unto him to willingly surrender something that he loved. He didn't hesitate, he didn't argue, but he had faith in the one who commanded him. As you go about doing your work and other things that makes our lives moving, will you be faithful unto him when he takes the job out of your hand? Will you still continue having faith and obeying him that he's able to give you back? Or you are going to be having questions like, why, God, have you taken my job? Why, God, have you allowed this to happen? Let's be like Job. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken. But having faith that the one who has given, he can give it back. The one who has taken it, he can restore it if he desires. But be obedient to follow and fulfill his will. Like he commanded Abraham to go and offer up Isaac. And Abraham obeyed and went to fulfill that which God had told him. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So as Abraham obeyed the word of God, he had faith in him. Hallelujah. So obedience requires us to have faith in God in order for God to be pleased. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because God can tell you and you can do something and yet you are bitter. You can fulfill the instructions that he has commanded you and yet you are bitter. Job was not bitter when he was saying, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken. Shall we only receive good from the Lord? We shall also receive evil. He was not bitter. He spoke out of joy though he was in pain. When Abraham is going to offer Isaac, Isaac asked, Father, who do we have? We have carried the knife. We have carried fire. But where is the lamb? And Abraham tells his son, my son, the Lord shall provide for himself a lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaac, I believe, could not see on the face of the father that the father was bitter. He was doing it out of joy because he had faith in God and God was pleased. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So obedience requires us to have faith in the one who has called us. And that faith will give us joy. It will give us peace. Because you can carry out a duty and yet you are bitter. You are very upset. You are just doing it because you have been told to do so. But yet it does not please you in your heart because you have no faith. You can be in the message, not because you have faith in the message, but you are doing it because it's a song. Or maybe your family has taught you this is the way. But my brother, you need faith. My sister, you need faith in the message that you have obeyed. You need faith in the word of God that you have received in order to please God for you to be part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord help us that as we obey him, we should have faith in him. We should not just do things for show off, but it should come as a revelation that we have received from God and having faith in him that he is able to do that which he has spoken. May the Lord richly bless you all. Shalom.